Watch, New Yorker accused of trying to slap officer over vaping dispute. By Amy Furr on June 27, 2024. A woman reportedly accused of using an electronic cigarette at a subway stop in Brooklyn made quite the scene when police confronted her. Video footage shared online shows a woman, wearing a black top and light-colored pants, become angry and tell police officers she did not have identification. The New York Post reported Thursday, noting she yelled and stomped her feet during the encounter. The woman repeatedly said she did not have identification, and then reportedly shouted expletives at them. When an officer pushed her shoulder, she tried to push his hand away and said, "Don't f-ing push me back." Moments later, the woman moved toward the officer and told him to get out of the way before waving her arms around. The officers then detained her. According to the Daily Mail, the woman was also reportedly reprimanded for alleged fare evasion. The outlet noted, according to the MTA's Metropolitan Transportation Authority rules, vaping is not permitted anywhere on its property, even at outdoor stations. Images show the upset woman talking to the officers. "Vaping is when a person uses a small electronic device to breathe a mist into their lungs," per the Cleveland Clinic. "An e-cigarette, vape pen or other electronic nicotine delivery system, ENDS, heats a liquid of nicotine, flavoring, propylene glycol and other additives into an aerosol that you inhale through a mouthpiece. Vaping can cause breathing problems, organ damage, addiction and other conditions." It also noted that other problems that can arise from vaping include asthma, lung scarring, explosions, and cancer. Despite the fact that using a vaping device is considered less harmful than smoking, it is still not a safe option, per Johns Hopkins Medicine. Among youth, e-cigarettes, especially the disposable kind, are more popular than any traditional tobacco product. According to the 2021 National Youth Tobacco Survey, more than 2 million U.S. middle and high school students reported using e-cigarettes in 2021, with more than 8 in 10 of those youth using flavored e-cigarettes. To read more articles about vaping, please click here.